What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Braden Steinman here with Matt Dole to talk about the B-2 Bomber Historical Fund. Tell me about that for a second, Matt.
Sure. So a B-25 bomber crashed in Newark in 1942, and the story has been well told, but a lot of people still don't know about it, and we thought it was important to permanently memorialize the event, and so we're raising money for a historical marker and an informational plaque to permanently tell that story.
So who started the fundraiser?
There's been several people involved. The Historic Hudson Community Association is sort of the group that's honchoing it. I'm a history buff and like World War II history and learn the story, and so I agreed to help with doing some fundraising. And of course, the Licking County Library and the Veterans Project there has done yeoman's work telling this story. They created a documentary, and of course, they've been involved as well.
So specifically, this fund is about putting a historical marker down so the people that died be remembered.
That's right. Yeah, it's to commemorate that event, to share their names, to share that story. A remarkable event. It's certainly the largest air tragedy in Newark history, and we just think it's important to memorialize those names.
I agree. And where can people go to support?
We have an online fundraiser at givesendgo.com/B25bomber. People can give online there, or they can send check to the Historic Hudson Community Association, which they can visit that website and get that address.
And you've hit your goal.
Yeah, we've hit the goal. We've actually ordered the historical marker. It won't be here for a while. This is probably going to be a 2024 dedication. We have now hit our goal to add an informational plaque with photos and things like that. And we're going to keep the fundraiser open so we can maybe do some marketing brochures or add a flagpole or some other things as we go through this process.
And how long have you been doing this for?
This fundraiser has been going on for probably 6 or 7 months now, started late last year. So we're pretty happy. We've raised $6,000. So the support of the community has been absolutely incredible so far. And we just have a little ways to go.
And tell me about the story with the plane. Is the wreckage somewhere around here? Can people go and see that as well?
Sadly not. The plane was completely ruined. And in fact, there was no explosion when it crashed, but the jet fuel caught fire. And there was a fire that required over 100 firefighters from Newark and surrounding communities to put out.
And that happened right in the Hudson. So I know the area, and it doesn't look like, you know, a plane crash has ever happened there. And those houses are as old as time. So,
yeah, there's still some marks on the house with the columns at Wyoming and Hudson Streets. I think the main house, if I'm getting my history right, the main house that where the plane crashed directly into is no longer there, may have been removed as Route 16 came through. But there's still remnants of it, and there's still a story to tell. That in addition to the members of the military who were killed aboard the airplane, two Newark residents on the ground were killed. So it's an important story to tell for Newark.
And do you have any future goals, maybe more historical markers for places in Newark?
I think there's a lot of history in Newark still to tell, and especially when it comes to the military history. And I can't thank the Licking County Library enough for investing in their veterans project and bringing those stories to light. And certainly there will be future opportunities.
Thank you so much for coming, Matt. We really appreciate having you here to talk about this. And let's hope that the history of Newark can continue to be honored and remembered, because there's a lot of history in this small little place.
Indeed. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.